apologize for being so emotional. This day is just really meaningful to me. Welcome, family, friends, educators, and hello, class of 2017. On a beautiful day like today, it's hard to confront reality that today is the actual end of an amazingly fun, terribly stressful, memory-making part of our lives. However, I believe we will carry a piece of these 4 years with us for the rest of our lives. While preparing to give this speech, many people would joke and tell me to talk about how high school is the worst years of your life. But I know that every student behind me will miss at least something about their high school experience. Over these years, I've noticed something special and different about this class. We have a class of unity and people that are truly genuine. This past year, I've watched people closely, and here are some of my most favorite specific memory observations. Football season was a season of great victory, spirit, and minor defeat. This year, the football team went to semifinals. I can't help but remember, along with many of you, Kyle Hawes, Joe Simmons, or Noah Meyer running with the flag after a touchdown. Or the catchy phrase you would hear over the intercom, "Zer to Zer." As I remember football games and looking up into the crowd, my all-time favorite words to hear were Park City High School's pep band, the best pep band in the land. So honored to say with many of you that the pep band has been incredible all 4 years. Here are some standout Park City High School athletic memories and activities I would like to share with you today. Mr. Minor was a moment where we saw the true sides of many men. Dance company never fails to put on a great performance. Girls tennis won region and state this year. Volleyball had a season of hype and took fourth. Swimming boys and girls both won state championships. Girls lacrosse took state again, and even with the Louis Vuitton backpack stolen, the boys went pretty far too. And who can argue with 9 years of taking the golf state title? Only maybe the golf team, that is. Now for some favorite homecoming memories. Homecoming week was so fun. We can't forget the fact that we won 27-7. And the record attendance at the homecoming dance with 900 plus students. But the best part of the week was the competition for some of us against the grade below us. Thank goodness we caged them all, 4-0. Park City Miners have certainly had their sporting victories this past school year, but many of our classmates have inspired us with their victories far away from any athletic arena. For example, when Jackie Perry had several brain surgeries, yet she continues to inspire us through her compassion and love for those in need. Gabe Riley has inspired us to never give up, even when things don't go as planned. Through Alec Olson's injury, he has shared with us his optimism and his spirit of endurance. Additionally, we have seen families who have been torn apart by divorce and immigration. Some seniors have had to use their own money to work and support themselves despite little or no parental support. While other students have struggled with mental health and wellness challenges, thankfully to find that there is hope through seeking help. It's hard not to mention the impact of the loss of Ryan Mitchell. His kindness and his love for music were contagious. Impressively, he was accepted to the Berklee School of Music. It's through him that we can learn that life is a gift. Finally, two last shout-outs. 9 out of the 12 seniors graduating from Latinos in Action today are the first generation to be graduating high school. Every single senior in LIA will be attending college next year. Can this group please rise if we recognize them? Secondly, haven't we all watched GSA take off in our high school these past 4 years? We have a class that recognizes, values, and cheers on the differences of each individual. These stories have made me laugh and have helped you feel the uniquenesses of this class. Take some time to find your own stories and pack them with you on your next adventure. I wish for all of you to remember to be genuine, which is to be real, to be candid, to be open, to be kind. If we all strive to be genuine, we'll be able to survive the hardest hardships we will face. Even when we do fall, being genuine invites grace. I feel honored to be able to get to know all of you, and we will forever be Park City Miners. As Kyle Walterson would say, this year was a barn burner. Before I close, I would like to ask every senior to pause and remember our first pep rally as sophomores. I remember standing on the sideline of the main gym, feeling so awkward and alone, and I thought, who are these people? Now I consider each of you a friend. We have all come so far as a united class that energy never seems to end in this real group of people. Lastly, let's remember to celebrate one another and to always be each other's greatest cheerleaders. The secret to unity and love is kindness. I wish for you to remember these things as the adventure only continues. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be student body president this past school year. I will forever cherish being a minor. Class of 2017, please rise.